Hello, I'm Garen Halston, and today I'm interviewing my grandpa for my podcast. So, my grandpa's name is Mike DeGaren, and he is an attorney who is also my grandfather. He's always taken me to Astros games, and he and his brother Dick DeGaren have an article written by the Texas Monthly calling them the great defenders of Texas. And today, I am interviewing him because he's always been around and introduced me to tons of experiences. He is the person that introduced me to baseball and the reason I really, truly enjoy playing the game of baseball.
What
kind of student were you in high school?
All A's.
All A's, really?
Yeah.
Was it hard? Do you think it's harder now or harder back then?
I don't know what it's like now. But from what I hear from my grandchildren, it's probably harder now.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it gets harder than it should, like it normally would be, especially at St. Thomas. It's a challenging school.
Yes.
Okay, here's another one. Would you get in trouble in high school? If so, what kind of trouble?
The trouble that I got in was bending the traditional rules.
And then, like, what were the traditional, like, rules? Like, what would it be?
Like you have to park in a particular area if you're a junior.
Oh, yeah. A
particular area if you're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, and I would bend those rules so as not to harm anybody, but to get a better parking space.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, I got another one.
Okay.
Did you ever get into any fights in high school?
One.
One. What was it about?
It was about a locker. And a guy was saying I was in his way and I was trying to get into my locker. I said, I can't remember what I said, something like Buzzle Buster or something. And he pushed me in and I shoved him back. By the way, there was another fight I had.
What was that one about? Do you remember?
It was at a pool hall. A public pool hall. And I beat the guy in the 8-ball or whatever we were playing. And as I was walking out of the pool hall, he was waiting for me on the steps.
Mm.
And wanted to take his money back or something.
Yep.
And I slugged him, hit him in the chin, and he fell off the steps, and then he ran away. So that was a fight, I guess.
Yeah, it counts. All right, and then what's the best advice you can give me going into my last years of high school, then into college?
I think be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Follow your own dreams, and they'll change as you move along. But you are the best at what you do if you're doing what you want to do. Right.
And then, okay, when you were in high school, where would you and your friends go to have fun?
Well, the problem is, not only was I president of the student body, most popular student, all that kind of stuff, but I was also an athlete.
Yes.
So most of what we did was practice in baseball or practice in basketball or practice in football. So we were always at an athletic field, I guess. And most of my closest buddies were athletes also.
Yeah. All right. And then what was the worst trouble my mom got into when she was younger?
Your mother?
Yes.
She had a baseball through a neighbor's window from my backyard. great hit.
And then how'd you end up punishing her?
I didn't.
Good.
Because I didn't know, I didn't know when she did it or exactly how it happened, but I have a picture in my mind of her hitting a line drive over my fence into the neighbor's window.
That's awesome. And then, what did you think of my dad the first time you met him?
You talking about Eric?
Yes.
I always thought, I remember telling Catherine when she was dating him that he had a whole lot of stuff going on.
Alright, and then I got two more. Do you happen to remember your high school batting average? And if so, what was it?
It was about 400.
Wow.
It was over 300.
For all 4 years, or?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was a switch hitter.
Yep.
And my coach in Little League was played for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Back when he was, and I was small, smaller than Ross, and I would get up and bat left-handed until a strike was thrown. Then I'd turn around and bat right-handed until a strike was thrown. So I was constantly getting base on balls. I forget what the question was, but anyway, by the time I got to high school, I was well over 300 batting average.
That's awesome. All right, and then now one's about me. And then based off of what you've seen me do on the field, do you think I have what it takes to play college baseball?
Oh, yes. For sure you do. And you don't owe me anything for this, but I've always been very impressed at your throwing arm. You know, throwing out a guy at first base on a hard ground ball or back. You've always had when you throw the ball, it's going to make you to the first baseman.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I always played second base, so I didn't have a very long throw.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember in a recent game we saw, you made a great catch and flipped the ball to the second baseman, I guess, with your glove.
Oh, yeah, and then they thought I dropped it.
They thought you dropped the ball.
Yeah, no, I took offense to that. I was a little upset.
Didn't they?
Yeah, no. Well, they didn't. They were going to try to overturn it, but they couldn't.
They couldn't. And that was consistent with your confidence in your ability.
Yeah.
You could make a cute throw from your glove to the second baseman.
Yeah.
Didn't have to, but you did.
All right. Thank you so much.